You're listening to Kayan 959. Are you ready?
You're listening to Kayan 959. On the street.
On the air. Global Groove on the World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, I've been speaking to Yassine, actually been working on some remixes, and I must say a big shout out to Daz as well for the hookup. And Yassine releases some amazing, amazing sounds. I've been following him and a couple of other Moroccan DJs, and I was lucky enough to catch up with Yassine, and we were talking about songs that have become significant from him. And before I go there, I must say, he started as a child playing piano and never expected that he would end up as a DJ and producer, and he's going places.
For me, I would say the songs that I've ended up liking with the benefit of hindsight, the most of my own songs, are the songs where I didn't really pay too much attention to genre definitions and standard arrangement and things like that, where I just made whatever it was and, you know, put it out there. And sometimes it wasn't as well received initially because it doesn't really fit into the norms of club music. So, you know, I might make a song with that's a bit slower than usual on the BPM side, or that has a long breakdown, or that's generally softer, or just has some other strange kind of non-classic club elements in it. But those are the ones I appreciate the most and the ones I tend to like the most. So an example of that would be Lost and Found, which is the title track on the EP where there is My Delight as well. So there were four songs in that EP, and the songs were kind of all born, you know, very naturally from a collaboration with Noé Solange, who is the vocalist on that EP, who's based in London, whom I met there. And we initially got into the studio to record one track that I had sent her the instrumental of originally. And, you know, she sent me back some voice notes with her thoughts, and it sounded good. And we went in to record that song. And then, you know, before we knew it, we had four songs. Lost and Found was the last one of the four. And I think that in the first three songs, apart from My Delights, but the other two, we really kind of went with the house music formula. They're quite funky. They have a strong beat and so on. And then My Delight was really based on the piano section. She just kind of wrote the lyrics and recorded the vocals just over the piano, and then we added the beat after, and I still have this nice video from the moment where we were making it. But Lost and Found was the last one that we worked on, and it was based on an accident. So I had chopped up her voice in a sampler, and the sampler was connected to my keyboard, and I didn't know that I was on that channel, and I wanted to play some piano, ended up playing portions of Noé's voice. And they made this melody that ended up sounding really nice. And I made a loop out of it, sent it to her. And I said, you know, is this any good, or you don't want your voice chopped up this way? And she said, you know, this is the best song on this whole EP. I really like it. You know, it has a great atmosphere. And we went in that direction. We didn't really care whether it turned out to be a house track or a club track or a very down-tempo song. And it has ended up being quite calm as a song, like quite down tempo. But a lot of DJs have told me that they've liked playing it in their DJ sets, even in bars and nightclubs, because it does have something that makes you want to move, even though it's not a strong beat. So these kind of songs I like a lot. And I would say the same with the remix of Lecture, which was a song that I originally liked a lot. I loved the original. So when they asked me if I would be interested in remixing it, you know, I was already kind of sold. And Natural High as well was, Natural High has a stronger beat, but it has these kind of angry electric pianos with a lot of distortion and so on. And again, when I made it, you know, I thought no one's going to like this because it's a bit strange, both in its sounds and its arrangement, but a lot of people came back after it was released and really gave me great feedback. Those are the songs that I tend to like the most over time. Yeah, I do love those moments where you have these happy mistakes in music making. They don't always happen, but when they do, you know, you have to capitalize on them. They're really invaluable.
Speaking to the Moroccan-based producer and DJ Yassine, and you will be hearing some of those songs he spoke about, because I'm about to drop a mix that he specially sent for us to play on the World Show. And I think one of the reasons I like Yassine is he does bring global elements in. Speaking a little bit more about his evolution in his production work as well as his DJing, because I did notice there have been evolutions as I'm looking at his body of work. And after that, we move straight into a special bespoke Yassine mix for the World Show.
So after playing a lot of live gigs in the last 2 years, especially here in Morocco with the growth of the electronic music scene here, and experimenting with DJing and live sets as well, I was feeling that a lot of house music, at least for a certain time period, was starting to sound very similar, very formulaic. You have to respect a certain arrangement, you have to respect a certain length of track, length of breakdown. And I was getting a bit tired of that for my own music. I still think that that arrangement style has a place in dance floors, and there is a reason that it works. But when I make music, I don't necessarily want to be limited by it. So over the last year, I decided to kind of make anything that I feel good about without having to define what genre it would fall into. And, you know, an easy example of that is, in the past, you know, I would set out to start a song, open up Ableton, and directly set the BPM to somewhere between 120 and 125, because that's where house music is. And I knew I was making house music. And now, you know, I don't do that anymore. Many times I will intentionally play an idea much slower than what it would be if it were house music. And if it feels better on that slower rhythm, I'll go with that slower rhythm. So I have a lot of these projects now that are much more experimental. Some of them are still house music. Some of them would be more kind of down-tempo and electronica. Others would just be a kind of electronic jazz. So there's a bunch of these projects. Some of them are collaborations. One of them is with Stanley, who is the singer on my remix of Lecture that I came across through that remix project. And then we decided to make a new collaboration together. And then I have a few other collaborations with Zakem and with Temsi on the way. But yeah, most of them are indeed experimental projects.
Global Groove on the World Show with Nikki B. baby.
Stars, Kaya 9559.
Yeah.
Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959. Show with Nikki B.
Thank you.
9 5 9. Yes, a big hand to Yassine. Coming out of Morocco, what an incredible DJ and producer. Actually, I was connected with him thanks to Daz because of the remixes. He's produced an incredible Madala remix, but it'll only be out in July, so keep your ears wide, wide open. But I must, in the meanwhile, take a moment to say thanks to each and every one of you who is listening. Of course, don't forget, you can catch me on Facebook on the page The World Show with Nikki B on Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki B Global. And thank you. It's good to know that in Bloemfontein, Tulani, Tsego and Fundo are listening. Much, much appreciated. Also, of course, thanks to those who keep me going each and every week. People like Zwandile. And Zwandile, I want to take a moment to say, you know, I appreciate you so much. And not just appreciate you for listening to The World Show, but I appreciate you because I see how committed you are to Kaya and to all the on-air people. And over and above that, Zwandile, what I really appreciate is your very, very wide open ears. I see your responses to all styles of music, and I thank you for that open-mindedness and expansiveness. And I thank each and every one of you who listen to The World Show for that as well. Also, thanks to Elias, Harold, thank you always for being there as well, and Elias too. These are people that keep me going week in and week out. I'd probably walk past you on the street, but I know you are definitely one of the World Show family members, that's for sure. Tidings, much, much appreciated. And Given from Pretoria, also much appreciated. Now, before I move on with the last hour, and we're going to get down, yes, definitely down and deep. It's been one of those shows. Speaking to Yassine just once more about his role in being an African and making electronic music. I mean, in South Africa, certainly we are rich, but it's so exciting to discover other brothers and sisters in places across the world and across the continent that are making some of the finest electronic music and are DJing totally global. I mean, that could have been, that is house that Yassine was playing, but completely global. And this is what Yassine had to say. And then a couple of brand new tracks that I opened last week's World Show with. Of course, you first heard them, yeah.
You know, without a doubt, Africa is one of the most culturally rich, you know, regions of the world for music and for rhythm. I don't think there's any other, you know, area that competes with it on certain levels, even though, you know, being Moroccan, I'm also Middle Eastern, and there is a whole kind of Oriental music side as well, which is quite complex and quite rich. But I really love, you know, I love African music in terms of percussion, in terms of songwriting and vocals and lyrics. You know, some of the times I don't necessarily understand the lyrics, but I still appreciate and love them. And I think there is, you know, there was a recent study in a psychology journal that was saying that you can really enjoy music without understanding its lyrics because of the melodies and because of what it evokes. So for me, I am, you know, very happy to have that African heritage and be able to bring it. Another thing I'd say, you know, given this interview is like how much admiration I have for the South African music scene and its ability to have challenged electronic music, especially with, you know, Deep House, with Afro House, and more recently with Amapiano. It feels like South Africa is always kind of looking to, you know, looking for the essence of dance music, which is, you know, percussion, upliftingness, and good melodies, and not necessarily adhering to any specific formula. So I think there's no surprise that a lot of amazing music is coming out of South Africa, because there's a lot of willingness to innovate there. And that's something I admire a lot and that I get a lot of inspiration from.
Kaya. 959.